You're the final four?
We cannot either confirm nor deny that.
We heard a rumor it was going to be Jim Nance with Pamela Anderson.
No.
That was going to be the new CBS morning show.
I'm telling you, he was the guy.
I know.
He was the guy. They had selected him.
Very good.
Said, no, I got other obligations. Let's move on. All
should
right.
I go to, should I still jump back into it and go ahead? And if that's the case, should
absolutely.
I go ahead and just take it now? That's you've gotten my confidence level just soaring.
No, I want to tell you why you made the right move.
Mm-hmm.
That is a sinking ship.
I thought you said I could turn it around.
But, Jim, it's a big uphill battle.
Yeah.
And it's a big uphill battle. And
we love you in the sports arena.
And now you have the card that you'll always be able to have in your wallet.
Right.
Whenever you're playing the game of poker, the game of ego poker with the weasels of the network.
Hey, and we know the way these things work out. And let's be honest, Dan Rather can't live forever.
You will be able to someday pull that out and say, but aha. Uh-huh.
I mean, really, I mean, Jim has mentioned that he is tight with Dan Rather many times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the two words. Heir apparent.
Oh, no, they've already got the other guy, Mike.
Oh, really?
They got the guy with the gray hair.
Oh, no, I don't like him.
John Robert.
No. Listen, you guys are nice to throw my
name
into the mix there. But, I mean, you know, it's got a little hard to go from the NFL today to the CBS Evening News, boy.
No, I got a question for you, Jim. When you get done with these segments every week, you can just go out and have a big double shot of whiskey or something like that. I mean, it's got to be taxing on you a little bit.
No, he loves this because
he loves every minute of it.
I walk out of CBS BlackRock and go out on 6th Avenue and I take my shirt off and walk around the block.
He knows now. Jimmy, one of these days, very soon, you're going to be in a meeting with someone who says, because the show's catching on fire, they're going to want to control you, you're going to want something, they're going to want something from you, and you're going to say to them, you know what, I'm Jim Nance. Not only am I the host of this show, not only am I the masters of the NCAA, I was offered your little morning show. So, you know what?
You're starting to exhaust me now.
Well, I think you guys ought to do the morning show.
Done.
Yeah,
why would you, if you think it was a sinking ship, why would you want to jump on board?
Because we're desperate.
We're desperate. You have to remember where we are on the show business ladder, Jim.
I don't think you guys could get up that early every day.
Jim, we used to do a morning show.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
What time?
Piece of cake.
6 a.m.
Yeah, well, that's what we were on the air at 6 a.m. We got up. I got up at 3:30. You got up at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say 10 to noon.
But, Jim, you know that you're simply giving us the J.O. here. There's no way that we could ever do that job because we're not pretty like you. We're not sophisticated like you. We're slobs. We're garbage.
We wish we were prettier.
We sure do.
We sure every day. There's not a day that goes by that we don't wish that we were prettier.
One last time before the picks. Mike, Buzz, Rob. Who's the man?
Jim's the man.
Are you guys going to actually bring someone out to the show on Sunday? And
we'll try.
Jim, you will see someone
force your
there.
Way onto the NFL today.
I'm already going to
freely put you guys on there, on a pedestal.
Hey, Joe Ardinger, fill the car up with gas.
No, you know what? I know who can do it. That guy, even though we're not on NAW anymore.
Right.
Do you remember that guy that used to come to the bowling alley with the signs all the time?
Absolutely. Yeah. He'll do it. We'll make contact with him.
We'll have that guy go out there with a sign, just a big sign that says, who's the man?
Nobody likes making signs more than that guy.
Jim's the man.
Make sure he doesn't, run out in the middle of one of our, demonstrations out on the field.
We'll have him totally under control.
Because, Dion or Boomer or Dan will be able to just tackle him and really hurt him or something like what happened in that baseball game last night.
That could be entertaining, though.
Hey, Jimmy, how funny was that in that baseball game? I mean, you got a dad.
I thought it was frightening.
Well, again, one man's fright is another man's funny.
I didn't see the video on that thing.
You got to see it. These two drunks just jump out of their seats.
Did they ever find out if there was any motivation, if they had any contact?
I haven't heard, but
both shirtless.
I hope that's not the caliber of fan you're bringing to the NFL today.
No, we're not even on
in Chicago. and for whatever reason, I start beating up a coach.
Like a 56-year-old coach.
For the Royals.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw this guy on TV, and he looks like a nice, middle-aged guy.
Wouldn't offend anyone.
And the guy says, hey, we weren't even fighting with the team.
I know. They were having a normal baseball
game. We were just having a game, and all of a sudden these two guys. But the thing is, what's great about this is you see these two drunk, shirtless idiots jump over the post, they start wailing on this coach, and immediately the Royals bench.
Yeah, the players, you know, gave it back to him a little.
And you got to know,
rightly so, also.
And you got to know that it was one of those scuffles, like a fight for the ball in the NFL with a fumble,
where the stuff goes on inside the pile.
Yeah, it was just a free for all.
It was
everybody take on the two idiots.
Ridiculous.
And I did hear an interview where they asked the kid, you know, what was it that offended you, or what did the first base coach say to you? And he said that the coach had said, "I'm the man."
That'll do it.
Jim Nance, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Jim Nance, here all week, everybody. All right, Jimmy, are you ready for the
picks? I'm ready for the picks, and I'm guaranteed to go no worse than 4-1.
All right, I'm coming on.
So you guys
will
not be able to overtake me this week.
I'm coming on this week.
I need to widen the lead. I only have a 2-game lead after 2 weeks.
Yeah, wait. That's going to be over after.
And Don, I got one recommend. And Mike, you too, really. Right. Why don't you just flip a coin? I mean, you know, there's not even a point spread here.
Yeah. We have built a monster, Mike.
I'm challenged this week.
We built a monster. Anchor monster.
Some might say I'm challenged every week.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
Here we go. I'm ready for maybe a 5-0 week here.
Uh-oh.
All right. Very first game. And this is surprising. Carolina Panther, 2-0 team, goes into Minnesota. I said Carolina makes it 3-0. I take the Panthers.
I will take the Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings.
Why?
Look who Carolina's beaten here the first 2 weeks. They've beaten Detroit, which is a nothing, and the Baltimore Ravens, who couldn't score 20 points against my local high school team.
Right. Well, Jim, that's what it takes, bold moves when you're
the man.
When you're already 3 games behind in week number 3, you got to pick Carolina. How about
that's a desperation pick, but Vikings is the play there.
New York Jets at Miami.
Mm-hmm. You know the Jets have won the last 8 in this matchup.
I know they have, and I'm queer for the Jets. I'm going to take the New York Jets.
Wow.
Mike.
I believe in Jay Fiedler. I believe in Arthur Fiedler. I believe in the Miami Dolphins. I'm going with Miami.
You know, Arthur Fiedler is, in fact, his uncle.
I am aware of that fact.
Miami Dolphins, for sure.
There you go.
We'll break the streak there. So now I've just agreed with you, Michael, here on 2 picks, and we've now pushed Don even deeper into the cellar.
Well, no, or I am the idiot savant who will rise above each of you.
It'll be a big week for you if
that
happens.
Shock.
New Orleans at Chicago.
Good game here.
The Chicago miracles continue. I will take the Bears, playing not in Chicago, but playing in Champaign, Illinois.
This is a home game for the Bears.
Yeah, except all of their home games are away games because they're playing at the University of Illinois.
But they're still in
Illinois. Being rebuilt there, Mike.
I am going to go with Chicago.
Jimmy.
I'm going to take the Saints.
We got you.
And right now, this is, gentlemen, where I have taken the lead.
Yeah. No, you're 2 games behind. You could be within a game of me at this point.
All right.
Big game. I want to say, Jim, with that DirecTV, being able to watch all of the games, last week, without a doubt, the greatest game was the Minnesota-Buffalo game that went to overtime.
Incredible.
Because the game went on until 8:15. Fantastic. I love it. But Buffalo, that's our next game. Buffalo at Denver, they're not that good. I'll take the Denver Broncos. Mike.
Earlier in the office, I was talking to Don about my fantasy league. I picked up the Buffalo defense today for my fantasy team, and I dropped the Cleveland Browns defense. I believe in Buffalo's.
Mistake.
I believe in Buffalo. I believe in their defense. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
Jim.
The play here is the game's at Denver.
Right. So you're taking Denver.
I'm taking Denver.
Smart man. You the man.
All right. This is where
I like your fantasy pick. You might get some returns or something out of it, but I mean, that's good.
And okay. Jim, what is up with those Buffalo away uniforms?
I like them.
Oh my God! Maybe want to throw
them. Really, really looking sharp.
And I'm a uniform aficionado. I love the new Seahawks thing.
I hate the Seahawks new uniforms.
I love them.
Wow.
I love. You know,
you think they look like Philadelphia?
They look exactly like the Eagles.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would want to look like that.
And you know what I love most? I love the fact that they wore dark jerseys and dark pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool look, man.
Only thing missing is the pinstripe.
And
I think that's a major, major misfire.
The final game that we're going to pick is the Monday night game.
Yeah, this is a good one.
St. Louis Rams at Tampa Bay.
Could the Rams be 0-3?
Let me just say that in my fantasy league, I have two quarterbacks. Kurt Warner, Tom Brady. I'm benching Warner this week.
That's a mistake.
I'm picking Tampa Bay to win. Mike.
You know, I got to go with what you just said. You are the St. Louis Rams guy. If you're not going with them, I can't go with them. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, too.
Nancy.
Everybody's going to load up on the Bucs. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this one. I'll go Rams.
No?
Okay. But you know what? I hate the cavalier way in which you pick. You just picked the Rams.
Damn, he's beating us, too.
Just because we picked...
yeah, but he's still leading. He's making it sound cavalier, but he's not.
All right, thinking
about these picks.
There are your picks.
My dog is 5-5 after 2 weeks.
Oh. You know what, Mike? It's our fault.
I know.
He used to be a...
Remember when he was, like, mellow and you know, unassuming, and now listen to him. I mean, we've created a total monster.
Frail man. Look at him now. Big, strong. Bulky man.
That's right.
Jim, if you're busy Friday, can we make it Thursday?
We'll try to do that.
All right, you got it. Have a great show this week,
good
Jim.
To talk to you, fellas.
All right, Jim.
Enjoy the week, and we'll strut our stuff for you.
Okay.
Sunday.
We'll have our sign guy out there.
Noon Eastern time on the NFL Today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you, boys. Be well.
Right. Bye-bye. There he goes. You know what we did?
Yeah.
We grew testicles for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. We made him a monster. And be well is almost godlike.
Yes.
Be well, I offer you health.
So opinionated.
I'm going to use that, incidentally.
He used to be like G.I. Joe.
Be well, Don.
He used to be just all like just smooth flesh.
You get him into those picks and he's just a maniac.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. The guys last night when they were arresting those two idiots.
Yeah.
He said, that dude flipped us off. He got exactly what he deserved. Actually, I don't know which was the father, which was the son. They look about the same damn age.
Yeah, you know, more than one person has called now, I see on the screen, to say
that the coach flipped them off.
Well, that's what the people who were arrested are saying.
That's what the guy said when he was getting arrested.
But, you know, I'm sure that...
Bring on the witnesses.
I'm sure someone could find a videotape of the coach allegedly flipping them off, if that was true.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to see that if you have one of those isolated cameras that they run video tape on.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don!
Yeah?
Hey, man, I just want to let you guys know you are a necessity to my life. And here it is Friday. I'm getting ready to dive headfirst into a 12-pack of cold Bud. But there's no way I could have got through the week without you guys, man. You guys are just... What am I going to do without you?
Don't worry. We're not going anywhere.
Well, you know...
We'll let you know after September 30th.
37. I'm in the young part of my career. And if you go away, I'm going to be at AA.
No, we're going to be fine.
Rehab.
Yeah, don't worry, sir. We'll be with you.
We're not going anywhere. Thank you, my friend. Don't worry about it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I just want to say the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Ain't nobody stopping us.
Who did the Eagles play this week?
Dallas. Cowgirls.
Dallas. Yeah, that's a big win for the Eagles.
Big win for the Eagles this week.
Big win for the Eagles.
Blow them out. We're going to the Super Bowl. And I want to say hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to say, who's the guy that we saw? We're driving through Philadelphia.
Oh, Matt.
Matt
the Courier.
In the Wendell van yesterday with the Redskins on him. We're saying, you know, what are the Eagles fans going to say? We didn't get any interaction with that because I think it was, you know, the game was ancient history. But this guy, this courier, just flies out of nowhere.
On a bicycle.
He following us for like 16 blocks, he said.
A few,
and
yeah.
This guy wanted to say hi to this guy, Matt. He said he listens every day. He listened in middays, and now he's listening in afternoons. Matt the Courier flying on his bicycle, and man, that guy was absolutely tearing ass on his bicycle. I wanted to say hi to him.
A
nice guy.
Nice move, but you did remind me when Wendell picked us up at the train station on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
When a guy actually walked up to us in the same WJFK vehicle and indicated to roll our window down, and he had an urgency in his eye, like he needed directions
or
cell phones, so he rolled down the window and he said, "Hey, you suck, F you."
That's what we expected from this guy, but it turned out to be nothing but love.
Showed us the Quan.
Yeah. We were in a van that said Redskins.
Yeah, Redskins logo on the side.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Let me talk to Mike. This is Craig, the Paxil guy.
Hi, Craig.
Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm off the Paxil.
Why are you off the Paxil?
Well, I've been off the Paxil for probably, 4 months? I think I was only on it for 2 weeks.
Let me interrupt, Mike, because I was going to take this guy's call when I thought Nancy was going to be late.
Right.
It says on the screen...
Yeah, no, I'm calling about Baltimore because I live up here, and I want Mike to come down and drink with me on the wall.
On the wall. On the Berlin Wall?
On the
Berlin Wall. Yes, we'll make fun of the commie bastards on the other side of the wall and just take Paxil.
I'll be there, absolutely. And, you know, when I leave, we'll break off a piece of the wall in Baltimore. The wall that separates East Baltimore from West Baltimore.
Oh, was that our promo yesterday?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, let's listen.
WJFK Don and Mike.
I'm enjoying referring to Baltimore. Whenever we go past Baltimore on the train, he always says, hey, look, it's 1946 Berlin.
Points for a comeback.
Absolutely. So, we can rebuild it.
Martin O'Malley, tear down this wall. Ich bin ein Former.
Oh, God. All right. Don't take it so personally, guy in Baltimore.
Yeah, you hung up anyway.
Yeah,
dick. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, that guy that got beat up last night at the game?
Yes.
The coach?
The coach.
He used to coach for Cleveland 2 years ago on first base. So the fans are probably kind of PO'd about him leaving.
Hey, nice defense.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
The fans have probably had a few months.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
They were probably PO'd.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
They had no reason to do that.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
White trash.
Here you go.
Guy was calling without his shirt on.
There you go. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really give the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, Four, the most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpieces, Hip to Be Square, songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that.
Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
We do have a trip to Iceland to give away on today's show. We'll do it before we get out of here. 2 days and three nights. We're due to Iceland, courtesy of IcelandAir.com. And keep in mind here, if you're looking to us at the D.C. Metro on 106.7 WJFK, the march on Main Street happens at 7.
The minions are gathering out in front of the studio right now.
Yeah, no problem getting 106 people tonight to follow us down the street. That I know. It's real simple. We want to say thanks for supporting the show with me and Mike for 18 years. Hell, I did a show for a year before that, and then even before that, I did a show in D.C. for 2 years before that, and you guys have always supported me and us with great ratings, and especially with me and Mike changing time slots all the time.
Yeah.
You guys, you're always there for us.
Absolutely, and we couldn't be more grateful.
And it's our way of saying thank you for listening. As a matter of fact, here now is Chuck, who is out front the building. Chuck.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Chuck.
How's it going? I'm here for the big fiasco tonight.
All right, Mike, you're here for the big fiasco.
Ah, yes, it'll be a fiasco.
That's right. It will because I'm here, buddy, and I'm drinking the best beverage ever made.
What would that be?
Tobacco. That'll just start your heart quicker. Straight from Slim Shady, baby.
It's going to be a fascinating evening today.
Yeah. The deal is.
It will be fascinating, I'll guarantee it. Can let me talk to John real quick?
The deal is.
Would you like... My brother's asking to talk to you.
I believe someone has started early.
The deal is, we are not buying alcohol. We are buying food.
No, that is correct.
We are going to we're going to take the first 106 people with us, either left or right, as you leave the radio station. There are eateries both ways.
Mm-hmm. we'll be in the first 106.
We love Buzz Burbank.
We're going to get all the people there.
You.
We will take care of the food.
Hey, Buzz, you need any dope?
Everything.
Oh, boy.
Everything on us. Goodbye.
No, got plenty. Thanks.
Everything on us tonight. You got to buy your own booze because the lawyers won't let us buy you beer.
No.
But we want to. But everything else on us tonight. We'll see you for the march on Main Street right at 7 as the show ends. Right? Okay, good. Now let's, Rob, I don't want to send you out there now. I'll send you out there later because I know we have a very big, very big Friday favorite here. Can I be big? The movie is called Igby Goes Down.
Igby Goes Down, yeah.
It stars Great. Jeff Goldblum.
My favorite. Well, I just want to say thrilled to be here. How are you?
And Jeff?
You're giving away a trip to Iceland. I understand that. They're beautiful ladies over there. Really,
I have really, from the New National really Enquirer.
Strong and beautiful. Beautiful, long,
photos,
legged ladies.
Of Jeff Goldblum.
Striking, really. They're just so beautiful and talented with beautiful blue eyes. Just gazing back at you. How are you? How are you? How have you been?
Jeff, can I ask you to comment on these photos of the National Enquirer?
Well, fire away. You know,
you are on vacation in a...
leave everything you read.
You're in the West Indies. Well, no, they're pictures.
Be careful about that. It's kind of a very dangerous... you're on dangerous ground, pal.
There are pictures of you.
Be careful there.
And you are nude.
Yes.
Sunbathing and swimming.
May I take a look?
If you would please take a look.
You take a look at these.
At those photos.
I was
going to explain yourself.
I was unaware you were going to bring these photos forward. These are embarrassing.
They are in the Enquirer.
Someone needs to work on their abs. There's no doubt. Is that, and is the beach ball obviously superimposed on my genitals?
Yes, covering your genitals.
But it is. But I noticed there's a left cheek shot, and I see I have a lovely lady in the beach on the beach with me. Oh, there she. Oh, isn't she? Oh, she's wonderful.
That's Lisa Marie,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, and she's Lisa Marie. I am glad you brought that up. Yeah, I'm a Presley. It's official. Isn't she a doll?
No, it's another lady named Lisa Marie.
I'm not a Presley.
No,
this is Lisa Marie. We're making a movie, so it's nothing controversial.
Your career, Jeff, can I tell you?
Yes.
Your career is deader than Johnny Unitas.
Straight down the crapper.
What's happening?
Right after The Fly. I never should have made The Fly. I tell my agent that all the time, that why did I have to do the...
Who's your agent?
The Bug movie. Who's been? It's Donald Ephraim.
Is he vigorous?
He's very vigorous. He's terrific. No, just like you are. And here I am doing a radio show. Now, let's fly away. Fly away. Why do you say my career is dead? Well, what is your agenda?
As far as I can remember, and I did some research today on the internet, the last major picture,
Igby Goes Down. That's my job.
The last picture that you were involved in was that
Igby Goes Down.
That fake dog and cat talking movie. That movie called Cats and Dogs.
Cats and Dogs. Yes, a very solid solid work. I stand by it. I really do. Let's step back when we talk about the demise of the Goldblum career, and let's mention a little film we call Jurassic Park. Okay, like Blockbuster.
Uh-huh. 10 years ago.
10 years ago, it's okay.
May I say something?
Still reaping the financial windfall from that little
Jeff,
that little endeavor there.
Would you mind if I started calling you...
I love playing with your microphone. Whistling by like a flyby.
Would you mind if instead of Jeff...
finally figured out the way to do Jeff.
Jeff Goldblum...
yes, dog.
You had it right all along.
Very, very good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, Jurassic Park was a fine film.
Would you mind if I called you...
May I stick my eyes out at you? There, look. Look at this tiny little hair on my finger.
Jeff Gutenberg.
Jeff Go. Oh, your arrows have hit home. Please don't lop me in with that Hutz. I just I can't stand him. I Cocoon 2 comes to mind rather rapidly, and quite a failure there. We haven't seen him recently. You can't possibly compare the two, can you? Can you really? Why are you laughing at me? Because I'm sort of looking down my nose at you and sticking my eyes out. Hey, you compare me to Steve Gutenberg. What a cruel man. The depth of your cruelty I have not measured up until this point, I'll tell you.
It's amazing to me. It really is.
And Gina Davis?
Gina Davis.
You had that piece of ass and you let her go.
Yes, the Emerald. What's she doing now? She's working with a toy mouse. I mean, please don't try to compare her career to mine. I believe I've been far more, infinitely more successful.
You would have killed.
So many
You would have killed to be in Stuart Little.
It was, I don't care to be in Stuart Little. It's a kiddie flick. I'm not.
You were in Cats and Dogs.
Well, the money was green and I needed the paycheck and that's it. And let's not forget my fabulous work for the Apple Computer Company, which I stand by there.
Yeah, commercial.
I sold a lot of that hardware. Yeah. I was really skilled at selling that hardware, if you know what I mean. But I really don't care for the Gutenberg reference. If there's a way that you could take that back, I certainly.
All right, here's try this one on.
Put that back in your satchel.
Instead of being Jeff Goldblum, how about
the Big Chill? You like that one? That was a pretty heavy body of work.
What was I, a senior in high school when that came out?
Could you see Gutenberg in the Big Chill? I think.
All right. How about this?
I think not.
I'm sorry. Your new name is Jeff Bio.
Jeff Bio.
Or is it Bayo?
Bayo.
Not Bayo?
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. I'm riding your comedy train now. I know where you're going with this. You're going to compare me to Scott Bayo?
Yeah.
And Joni Loves Chachi.
Right.
I'm not even
washed up.
I really don't think that I can even answer that. You know, you can't talk to me like that. I was an extra in Annie Hall. I mean, please give me a break, will you, please? You must enjoy my body of work more than little Scotty Bayo, whatever his name is.
Well, what is your body of work besides being in The Fly and The Big Chill?
Master Robert, the filmography, s'il vous plaît, if you don't mind. We'll produce that right now. There he goes, strutting his large head down the hallway. Love that boy.
Yeah.
Love that boy. Not real fond of his politics, but he's a good egg. He really is. He's going to come rushing back in here.
I bet you he doesn't.
Sure. We're going to rush back in here. He's going to produce a filmography that you're going to love.
I bet he doesn't make it back.
I promise you.
Before we have to break for commercials.
I promise you that when you hear my filmography, you will take a different turn, mister.
Rob.
Watch this.
Yeah. If you could please deliver the filmography of Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jeff Gutenberg.
We turn your attention over here to Robert Wadham Spiewak. Right?
We're working on it, Jeff. You're not quite star quality to make the Maltin filmography, but we're trying to bring up something.
May I see that?
Of course.
You'll see a peak. And a fit of pee.
Goes right from Goodman to Goddard.
Do not beat the book.
No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated. There's a level of frustration here that I'm not in this book. Why am I not in a filmography book? Look at how thick it is. It's right here. G for Goldblum. He's in here. He's looking for it right
now. May I see the book for a second?
You'd like to take it? Yes, take the book out of my sweaty fly light.
Let me just look up a name.
I enjoyed you on Independence Day. Thank you very much. Independence Day, Mr. Burbank, touche. Kudos to the gentleman from the fine gentleman from Kansas who brings up a fabulous blockbuster, Independence Day, where I died in that. You know, I died in that.
How do you do this? By actors? Is it by movies or by actors? Jerker.
He's not in the room. He's left you.
Silverado.
He's a Silverado.
Buckaroo Banzai were great.
Buckaroo Banzai. Listen to the films. Mm-hmm. We have a fan.
Mm-hmm. I'm your biggest fan.
We have a fan.
Jeff Goldblum is great.
So wonderful that you bring that up to me. I'm really
glad you're here.
Really enjoy it. Here we are right now. All right, let me throw this out at you, oh quiz master, sir.
Okay.
All right. Dallas and Rusty.
What?
It's coming out 2003. I'll go the other way. Chain of Fools. You
never heard of it.
Fabulous film. Perfume.
Never heard of it.
Did you see Darker Saint?
Never heard of it.
You haven't seen that one. Igby Goes Down.
Well, now that's the one that's out now.
Now, many, many films to come for Jeff Goldblum. I'll point out that War Stories is soon. Run, Ronnie, Run.
What have you done, though?
Buckaroo, Banzai, Declassified.
Well,
thank you very much for giving me the right page. Thank you. Then we're going to go to Framed in 1990.
But you did Nashville.
You just remember Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Invasion of the Body.
Favor the Watch and the Very Big Fish.
These are like all movies that should be direct to video.
You're familiar with Shooting Elizabeth?
No, I'm not.
Lush Life?
Negative.
Powder. Thank you very much.
You were in Powder. I've heard of Powder.
I was very talented, but and it just goes on and on. 75 films. Death Wish in 1974.
Yeah, Charles Manson.
I was one of the thugs that attacked Charlie Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Hall, and of course, you're familiar with Transylvania 65,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fabulous, fabulous
God, film. Your career, son.
Hideaway. You enjoyed Hideaway.
No wonder you're on a nude beach in the National Enquirer.
Just a second. Hold it there, sir. Let me point out to you, Playmate Pajama Party in 1999, as myself. I played myself, and it was fantastic. Bare Naked in America, as myself. It just, the body of work, is so deep and so just incredible. I can't even say
eclectic,
myself.
Really.
And what's the deal with them eyes of yours?
The Great White Hype? You're familiar with the Great White Hype.
Them marble eyes of yours?
Ah, yes. All over the place, just trying to create dramatic impact. But my job is Goosebumps. You saw that one, of course, Escape from Hollywood. Uh-huh. Excuse me, Escape from Horrorland. Both of my eyes are glass.
Listen,
of course, I was fabulous in that animated feature, The Prince of Egypt.
We are here with
Gary.
Jeff Gutenberg.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I'm not going to accept that. It's not fair. I've done far more unimportant work than he has. There's really no reason for you to do that to me, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, of course, there's my body of Spanish work also. Sueño del Mono Loco. You're familiar with that one?
Pardon?
And also, that's the Mad Monkey. I speak fluent Spanish,
wow.
Of course.
Listen, we have to break. We are here with
Mr. Frost.
We're here with Jeff Carrot Top.
Oh, very, very good. Very, very excited about that.
And we need...
You're familiar with the TV series Future Quest.
We need a couple of callers to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thanks.
Who would have thought that it would just be
support.
You reading your biography?
Please, please get ready, though, for the breakout film from me coming in the next year of Our Lord, 2003, Dallas and Rusty. Which one will I be? Something to ponder as you listen to your little sandwich ads.
365-3636. Need a challenger right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show.
Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
How about you, Jeff? That was a really long commercial break there. And while I was going over the filmography, I neglected to share with you a valuable piece of information. Are you familiar with my work on 10 Speed and Brown Shoe?
And I think I've got one to trump that.
1980. Yeah, thank you.
Earth Girls Are Easy?
Great.
You were the blue guy.
I was the blue man, yes. And you know, really, you have to remember the body of work is so lengthy that you can't slight me. Please don't do that. I really, while you're listening to your condom commercials and all that stuff, please just remember, you, sir, have a big star right in your midst.
All right, we are with Jeff Saget, and we are now going to play...
Bob Saget, the reference not lost on me, pal. Let me say, I know Bob Saget. I am no Bob Saget.
We are with Jeff...
Bob Saget is a friend of mine.
We are with Jeff Couillet.
Transylvania 65,000. Say no more.
And now let's play... Jeff Goldblum, let's play Low Budget Jeff R.D.
Well, great. Great. Here we go. Where are we? There we are. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studios, your challenger from the great city of Sacramento, California. He's a heating and air conditioning manager, and I say, bully. Let's say hi to Jamie House.
Hello, Jeff Goldblum and LQ. Welcome to Sacramento.
You're sneaking.
Always great to
a little contender in there.
Very
and I say,
I
bully.
I say bully for you, sir. Bully for you. And now let's welcome our returning champion. She's a lovely gal and a $43 winner. Put the down payment on the house. Let's say hi to our database administrator, Eileen Carpenter from Silver Spring.
Eileen, baby, how has being our low-budget Jeopardy champion changed your life?
LQ, let me tell you, it was a miracle. My breasts grew 2 cup sizes in 1 week.
Wow, that was our eyebrows are consider them raised.
Finally, someone with a decent answer.
Wow, she is she's good people. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Of course, he's Alex Trebek and all that other wonderful stuff. Applaud for him, won't you, please?
Thank you.
Dance together.
It's the tape.
Each and every one of you applauds.
It's a tape.
Great, great. Having a great time looking around crazily. Very exciting.
Here are your categories, kids.
Yeah, here they are.
Your categories are...
Let's pounce on them.
We're here with Jeff Daly.
Jeff Daly.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Your cruelty has no limit. I direct your attention to 1978's Remember My Name when I played the role of Mr. Ned.
Here are your categories, and they are: name that Don and Mike Show fantasy football team name.
Well, you're both taking a swimming like me. Touche.
Kelly.
Simply
that's,
Kelly.
That's the category. Kelly.
Fascinating. One word. I hope they can track with you on that. Yeah.
All about Justin Timberlake.
Oh, are our hearts beating fast on that? Huh? Are they all exciting?
Yeah. And this weekend, starting quarterbacks.
Oh, football. I don't trouble myself. Too much emotional energy, if you know what I mean.
New on DVD, home.
DVD, a fine technological advancement. I agree. I think it's great. I think it's terrific.
And we'll start with Jamie. We are here with Jeff. How do you pronounce the last name? Is it Guarini?
Guarini.
It's Coleman. Oh. Eileen and Jamie, I wish you good luck, sir.
We are here with Jeff.
I say good luck to you. Good luck.
We are here with Jeff Hughes.
Which Hughes? Who would that be? Oh. I'm totally lost. Oh dear. You're here. Oh my. I don't believe I have a snappy retort for that.
Jamie, why don't you pick, please?
All right, I'll take Kelly for one.
Kelly, oh, that's Kelly exclamation point.
Kelly with an exclamation point. So Kelly,
co-host of TV talk show.
Who is Kelly Ripa?
Right.
$1, we heard her baby earlier. It was
we did.
That was theater. All right. Jamie, you're in control.
Kelly for two.
Winner of American Idol.
Who is Kelly Clarkson?
I know.
$2. Yes, the decline and fall of civilization, that American Idol show. Wow. Jamie, select again, please.
Kelly for three.
Kelly for three. Former Buffalo Bill, now in the Hall of Fame.
The epithets are flying. Eileen, I hope you're a football gal.
Who is Kelly Greenhouse?
Oh, sorry. Don't worry about it. You're a girl. A guy should have known it.
Yes, Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer, Buffalo Bill. Jamie, you're in control.
A new on DVD for one.
And let me mention, we will be giving away a trip to Iceland.
Yeah. Where the girls are gorgeous.
From IcelandAir.com before the end of today's show.
You're lovely.
March on Main Street as we take our WJFK listeners, the first 106 of them, out for eat and greet. We are less than an hour away from that now. You better be lining up outside the station.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And I saw them, and they're out in front, mm-hmm. and they're stinking of liquor.
Right. We are here with Jeff Schottenheimer.
Hi there. How are you? So nice to be with you.
Category new on DVD home video. For one, from the makers of Toy Story...
What is Monsters, Inc.?
Right, Monsters, Inc.
$1 for you, Jamie.
So new on DVD for two.
Stars Josh Hartnett.
I don't have it.
You expelled some sort of gaseous substance there. Eileen, go ahead. Your chance to steal, darling.
What is 40 Days and 40 Nights?
There you go.
$2 for you, Eileen, and you're in control. Grab the reins, dear. You're going on your ride now.
All right.
Bully.
Could I have a new one to you for three, please?
Stars Robin Williams.
What is Death Smoochie?
There you go.
$3, and like that, like that, like a light switch. You've taken the lead, Eileen. And
we are here.
Don't underestimate that.
On Jeopardy with Jeff Nicole Smith.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
very good. And
I'd love to do a reality show.
Eileen, select again.
May I have All About Justin Timberlake for one, please?
His current age.
What is 23?
Negative.
Jamie, your chance to steal right here.
What is 22?
No. Negative. 21.
21.
21.
Just like flash check. Eileen, go ahead.
May I have All About Justin Timberlake for two, please?
TV show he was on when he met his former gal pal, Britney Spears.
What is...
Oh. No.
Jamie, you're...
What is the Mickey Mouse Club?
There you go. Now, how is it you don't know Jim Kelly, but you know that?
I apologize.
Too much time in front of that old box, but not watching live sports. Okay, Jamie, select again.
All About Justin Timberlake for three.
Famous nickname.
Not that bad of a fact.
Eileen, your chance to steal. Here you go, dear. This is big time.
What is Britney's boy toy?
I have it.
Yes.
What is? Well, I'm sure I read it or I heard it at a party in Hollywood. Is it stinky?
No, it's ass wipe.
Ass wipe.
Ass wipe was the answer.
Ass wipe.
Actually, it was either stinky or pinky.
Ass wipe's better.
Yeah.
Ass wipe's great. Justin Timberlake, come over here. Ass wipe.
Today by Hollywood legend Jeff Unitas.
Thank you so much. Oh, now the death references are just piling up, aren't they? All right. Well, I guess we have to move along with the game now, don't we? Ass wipe.
Eileen, go again.
Jamie's in control.
Jamie,
I'll take on a Mike Show team name for one.
Jeff Caruso, I stand corrected.
Good luck, ass wipe.
Which did you want? I wasn't listening.
Don and Mike Show team name for one.
All right, you know, we're all in a fantasy football league. I hope you remember the name of our teams.
Fantasy.
For one, me, Don, my team. Name of my team.
Don, I can help you.
Eileen, your chance to steal.
What would be the Infinity Scum Suckers?
My team.
Incorrect.
Yeah. The Dumbasses.
Dumbasses, yes.
The DAs.
They really, now we have to check that logo out. The logo is an ass with a white. Jamie, you're
team name for two.
Mike Gomera.
What is the I'm Lonely and Can't Live Without Football?
Eileen, your chance to steal, dear.
What would be I Need a Date?
No, it's Sea Dogs. Sea Word slash Dogs.
With a beautiful logo of a hound.
Sea Dogs.
Your beautiful logo. Jamie.
Team name for three, please.
There we are.
Buzz Burbank. Name a Buzz team.
Smoke them if you got them.
Eileen, your chance. The clever answers are saving the segment.
Yeah.
Eileen, go ahead.
What would be name that weed?
No, Buzz's team is called the Anchors.
The Anchors. Jamie, you're still in control.
Weekend good starting team. Quarterback for one.
All right, this weekend's NFL action. He will start for your Kansas City Chiefs.
Brian Greasy.
That was not in the form of a question.
Eileen, your chance to steal. Here we go for you.
Yeah. Who is Brian Greasy?
No. It's not Trent Green.
Trent Green, yes, Green.
Trent Green.
Jamie, you're in control.
Quarterbacks for two.
Arizona Cardinals.
What is Buzz Burbank?
You are so gay.
Eileen, your chance.
How can a guy not know this?
Because I'm a basketball fan.
Eileen, your chance to steal.
What is the Infinity Scumfucking Lawyers?
Jake the Snake, Jake Blummer.
Jamie, once again, it's you.
Let's finish it out for three.
Dallas Cowboys. You don't know.
Eileen, chance to steal again. No, you don't know, do you, dear? There we go.
Quincy Carter.
And that's the end of the first round of the game, is it not?
And let me ask you, our celebrity Jeff Rerun Barry.
The cruelty. You obviously didn't see me as Ernie Kovacs between the laughter.
Actually, I did.
Fabulous job.
I saw an encore all the time.
It really worked that cigar, didn't it?
What is the total here?
Jamie, big as a house, finishes with $6, and Eileen Carpenter has $5, which is great.
All right, guys, anything can happen. We physically force you both to bet it on Final Low Budget Jeopardy, and here we go.
The game is like life. Anything?
We got to move. The category is Emmy Mania.
We got
And here is your answer. This giant television star, J.O. Session. Or, I'm sorry, yeah, that's right. This giant TV star, J.O. Session.
Come on now.
Is on Sunday night. Excuse me, Jeff Klugman.
There we go.
I'm doing the best I can here.
Well, we got to move. Come on.
This giant TV star, J.O. Session, they get to J.O. each other. The Emmys is on Sunday night. The Emmys this year is hosted by this TV funny man. Okay? The Emmys on Sunday night hosted by this.
Could you repeat the question?
TV funny man. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And good luck. And please ignore Jeff Klemperer. Thanks, Rob. That's the best one yet.
Jeff Klemperer. You and your henchmen over there. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive something that I treasure. Jeff Goldblum lip gloss. Yes, America, settle down. The same lip gloss that I wear on the set and at play. Yeah, it can be yours now. It makes your lips fuller, poutier, and most importantly, ready for sex. Yes, ready for that long screen kiss, or if you just want to be licked by your dog, it doesn't matter to me. They come in three great flavors, Georgia peach, rich raspberry, and ass. Bon appetit. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Here we go.
Time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All I did is Eileen first, right?
Eileen, yeah, very close horse race we have here.
Eileen, the TV funny man, is the host of the Emmys this year.
Who is Billy Crystal?
Negative.
I'm so sorry, Eileen. That knocks you to zero.
Negatory. Jamie, you're the winner if you have the right answer.
I'm sure I don't, but I'm going to guess Pee Wee Herman.
No.
What a dope that guy is.
Sorry about that. Wow.
I don't mean Pee Wee, I mean you.
Thank you.
No, the answer is...
He's grateful for your comment there.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien, host of the Emmys this year. I mean, Alan Linewand will love this game. We've given away none of his money today.
But we have fabulous prizes right here.
We do. So both of you now, Jamie and Eileen, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is Jeff Goldblum.
I'll
tell you what you won.
Congratulations, kid.
Sorry.
You both won a frailty gift pack from Blockbuster. Yes, it's a Blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of the suspense thriller Frailty. Was I in that? I'm not sure. Starring Bill Paxton and Matthew McConaughey. Rent it today and make it a Blockbuster night. But wait.
There's more.
Here's your grand prize.
I got something that went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, sorry. You won a People magazine game. Wow.
Yeah, there's a great prize.
Wow. Stand in line. The People magazine game is the hilarious party board game where you get to be the star. Wow. Makes
thank,
a great
thank you
gift.
Very much, guys.
And it's available nationally at Toys R Us. Thanks to Jamie and Eileen. Thanks for playing the game. And don't forget to pick up Buckaroo Banzai on DVD.
Thank you, kids.
Thank you, all cute.
Have a great weekend. And thank you. And what can I say? Our guest, Jeff Carvey.
There you go.
You've been great.
Thank you so much for the names. I'm going to list them and put them in my wallet and save them forever. Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum, always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Corin Incorporated and is distributed by King World. And I say adieu, ex-wife. He's great.
There he goes. I say bully.
Bully for you, sir.
Bully for you, sir.
It is not bully, is it? It's another line, but I forgot what it is. I say...
No, I think it might be bully from The Contender.
Yeah, it's not. What is it?
There's a seal in me now. Listen, you know what? Now we're doing a show for two guys.
I understand.
Let's go to Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz. Me. Bravo.
He made it up.
And I say bravo to you.
Bravo.
That's what it is. That's now we can go on with the show.
All fixed. Yeah, Buzz, now about your little news show.
Yes, about that. Tonight, an update on the guys who attacked a coach.
Oh, all right, so we'll have some news on that. And
yeah.
Listen now. Listen to me now. Call 100-877-365-3636. I got one question about something that happened on today's show.
And I say bravo to you, sir.
You answer the question, you're going to Iceland.
Wow. Very good.
From IcelandAir.com. Dial recklessly, you animals, and everybody else.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
And we're going outside in a second, too, to see who's out there for the march. Mike, that was very...
professional to you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 6-5-36-36. They're ready to believe you.
Hey.
popsicles.
If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
All right, the barge on Main Street is less than half hour away. We'll be out there shortly. Before we get our caller 100, I'm going to really condense this, but I just have to tell you, last night, it was a train back from Philly.
Right.
And Rob and I, of course, were joined at the hip. We go everywhere together. We drive to the train station together. We're in the car at 10 o'clock.
Right.
WMAL, the old-time news talk AM station. I got a guy called Charlie Warren on. Now, we have goof-called him before.
Right.
But this time we had two phones. Rob and I are driving down Constitution Avenue as this guy's show is coming on at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I called up and immediately was put on hold as the first call of the night.
Immediately through.
Rob called, immediately he's put on hold. The guest is some allergist.
A doctor.
Yeah. And so they go, WMAL, Charlie Warren show.
WMAL, Charlie Warren.
You're on the air. And I said, Charlie, I love your show. I got a question about my dogs. And he's not buying that as a goof call.
Right.
He goes, well, yes, how can I help you? I said, my dogs are named Ken and Jeremy. And I got allergies with these dogs. And I wash them all the time. And the one dog, especially Jeremy, he just stinks all the time.
And not even getting it at all.
I said, Jeremy, and now I'm looking at Rob and I'm laughing. I'm going, Jeremy really, really stinks. I'll hang up and listen. Goodbye.
And then they answer it seriously.
And they take it seriously.
Of course.
So now Rob and I are dying. And the next call is, they go, let's go to Chris in his car. And it's Rob.
Yes.
And I'm sitting right next to him. And then Rob.
Hey, Warren! He's never referred to by his last
name. Charlie Warren.
Hey, Warren, listen, I got my boy Tim. He's 10. And he's allergic to all sorts of nuts. And he starts to talk, and every time he just starts to talk, I start listing more nuts.
Just like 15 nuts?
Yeah, peanuts, macadamia nuts, Brazil nuts, and I pause, let him start talking. Corn nuts, any kind of nut.
The best thing of all is you guys get right through.
Yeah, the whole time invested was like 2 minutes.
So Rob eventually gets done because he's going to lose it. And I think, well, now I want to call back, and I want to give him a D's Nuts call.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. I want to say, I heard about that. Yeah, peanuts, maggot, these nuts. So I go up, call back, and I go, oh, this is Frederick.
You're an incredible disguise.
I'm awful with my accent. And she goes, Frederick, where are you from? Originally from France.
Frederick.
But you said Wheaton.
That's Frederick from Wheaton.
I would like to talk about allergies and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Then she came back. Oh, she said, we're out of time with this
call. Oh, no.
Could you please call again?
You would have gotten through again.
Yeah, well, you bet.
Immediately.
So I really look forward to it. To be in the car with Rob the next time Charlie Warren's on.
Everybody should tune in now.
It won't help.
I know it won't help.
I just saw the ratings that just came out. You know what WMAL gets at ninth?
What?
A 0.0.
Way to go, Charlie Warren.
Nobody listening.
Have you seen a good ratings book yet?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hi, who is this?
Phil.
Where are you from?
Alexandria.
Call 100.
Cool.
Big moment for you. Have you listened to the whole show today?
Parts of it off and on, Don.
He's not sounding confident.
Not qualified. You know what? I'm not going to waste it on you.
Yeah, good. Don't.
I'm not going to waste it on you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Have you listened to the whole show today?
Oh, yeah, I have. I listened to it like all afternoon.
What's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Where are you from, Jeff?
I'm from the lovely town of Germantown, Maryland.
Beautiful part
Jeff?
Of
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
We had Kelly Ripa's unborn baby on early on the show today.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Tell me one of the
oddities
about Kelly Ripa's unborn baby.
It's co-joined. They're, yes, were they co-joined? Is that it? They have,
Can you give us a little more? You know, you're saying co-joined. Can you be a little more?
Oh, there's other. Oh, she's no sex. I'm hermaphrodite.
I'm Aphrodite, and you're a male or
female. He was listening.
They
were co-joined hermaphrodites.
Yes,
oh,
now,
man. Sure. Are you serious?
They are co-joined.
They were co-joined hermaphrodites.
They
were
co-joined.
Oh,
they were Siamese twins. They were also hermaphrodites,
mm-hmm.
and they had tails and hoofs.
And webbed feet at one point.
Webbed
feet turned into hooves at one point.
But
you want to hear the funniest thing about that? It's the first time, and I've actually watched that show this morning. I was happy to be at home when I saw it. And she is hot.
Yeah, she is.
Now, if you can get past that mouth.
Exactly.
The point is, you were listening to the show. That was over 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And are you ready?
Yeah.
You have won a two-night, three-day trip for two to Iceland.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. You guys are the bomb, man. I listen to you guys every day, man. So you guys are so cool.
Well,
so thank you very much.
Enjoy this trip courtesy of Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit IcelandAir.com for details on the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival. It's music's coolest festival. Enjoy your trip to Iceland.
Oh, thank you, Don and Mike. You guys are great, man. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for listening.
That's nice.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's a grateful winner right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very hard. Next week, a trip a day every week.
Wow.
And Wednesday, trip to Hawaii when we play Strip Trivia.
My God, the hits keep on coming.
Now let's go right to Guy J. Burnley for news.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. It's nice to see a father and son doing things together, except when it's running out onto a baseball field and attacking a coach. The 15-year-old arrested after last night's attack on Kansas City Royals first base coach in Chicago has been released to his mom's custody.
I'll drink to that.
Dad's still behind bars saying of the coach, quote, he got what he deserved.
Oh, boy.
Dad says the coach had some choice words and gestures. The coach says he never acknowledges people in the stands for precisely this reason. The attack occurred in the ninth inning of the White Sox game. The shirtless father and son charging Tom Gamboa, who got a few cuts and bruises in the attack.
Well, you know, it seems to me it's an easy enough thing to figure out who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I think so. Bit of a dust-up today.
I believe the guy with the shirt on.
Yeah, there you go.
The coach.
Just like on Cops. There's a bit of a dust-up today between the U.S. and Germany. Seems the Fatherland's justice minister made a little comparison between George W. Bush and Adolf Hitler.
Uh-oh.
The woman said our president is going after Iraq to disguise domestic problems. Quoting her...
Every time you bring up Germany on this show.
Quoting her, that's a popular method. Even Hitler did that.
Oh, F you, Kraut.
The White House calls the remark outrageous and inexplicable.
Stupid Nazi. Shut your goddamn swastika mouth.
Johnny Carson says, yes, he does have emphysema. But he says... But he says it cannot be as serious as the National Enquirer is reporting. He says he just finished playing...
Oh, dear.
It was so hard to breathe.
How hard was it?
I saw a robin with a breather, one of those little asthma things. Yeah. Wow, thank you, Ed.
Johnny says he just finished playing tennis when he heard about the tabloid story. In the issue out today, the Enquirer says Carson is grappling with killer emphysema.
Hold on there, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
We're running so late. I do want to go outside to Lisa Herndon, who's out there with well over 106 people.
Very good.
Well over 106 people.
Get the credit card ready, Don.
I don't even know if I'll be able to hear you guys now.
I got it right here in my right pocket, Mike. Lisa, please find the guy from Chicago.
Wow.
Vincenzo.
Got him right here.
All right, tell him I'm sorry.
Don's sorry.
All right, Don. You make it up to me out here, right? Come out here?
I'm bringing down all the birthday stuff to my car.
Right.
And I'm wearing the German hat that Rob got me.
You're not going to wear that to the bar?
I'm carrying it. I don't want it to get stolen.
Yeah.
So I'm carrying a big pile of stuff. And the guy says, John, it's Vincenzo from Chicago. And I said, I'd be glad to talk to you. I got to finish the show. Give me 5 minutes.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And the guy was like, hey, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, now it sounds like you guys have made peace.
And there are
well over 106 people out there.
All right, fantastic. We're looking forward to the big march down Main Street.
Lisa, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You just have everybody. Would you ask everybody in unison to tell Buzz, wind it up? Tell him hurry.
Well, finally.
Buzz, take your time. I got a blunt, dog.
I don't know what that is. They're ready to go.
We'll end it with voyeurism in the news, a story in three parts. First, in Washington State, the Supreme Court's ruled that making upskirt videos is disgusting and reprehensible, but does not violate the state's voyeurism law. In Beaver, Pennsylvania, a man has pleaded guilty to secretly videotaping members of his own family. The videos show family members undressing, using the bathroom, and having sex.
Sorry.
Some of the sex involved young people. Among other things, he's been nailed for invasion of privacy.
Oh, come on. Lighten up, Francis.
And in Wichita, Kansas, a dad was pretty sure some perv was watching his daughter's shower. He kept finding a lawn chair under their bathroom window. He rigged a fishing line to alert him the next time the chair moved. When it did, he found a neighbor who claimed he was looking for a cat. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Kill him.
Sounds a pussy. A pussy cat.
Pussy cat.
Have a great, great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you free to love you, Mark. We're back with a new episode on Monday, All for the March on Main Street.
Yeah.
You'll hear about that on Monday, too. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Party!
Toodaloo!
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.